Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. And this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment number one accidents. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. We believe that accidents happen due to our negligence. This is certainly one of the reasons why accidents do occur, but there are certainly other factors that contribute to such an incident. We have contributed accidents or absence, mindless, to be one of the reasons for that matter of lack of appreciation or appreciation can even lead to accidents. There is no one particular reason why accidents occur, which is why people find it extremely difficult to tackle the problem. There can be numerous reasons why an accident can happen, and therefore almost impossible to contain such an event. Not all accidents can be attributed to human error. Some just happen. Even being cautious and alert, one can meet an accident. So there is no foolproof formula to save a person from meeting up with an accident, however, without being prepared. You know, should always be prepared for the worst. However, by taking precautionary measures, one can certainly alert in an incident or can lessen the amount of casualty. People can meet up with an accident while they are at work, and there are some professions that are termed to be risky. This means that the people who are into that profession can meet up with a possible incident at any point in time. The construction industry is one such sector where the incidence of accidents have increased over the years. In spite of taking utter care of the construction site, some people actually injure themselves and at times even lead to loss of life. One of the most crucial things that one needs to understand why they are in or at the job site is that they will just not indulge in anything else other than the work. They need to keep their mind on the work and make sure you keep aware of the surroundings so you can stay safe. Thus, this means that you can't use their cell phones, which is considered a prime reason for accidents on the job sites, just FYI, while they are at work. In case they need to attend some urgent call, they can provide a landline number located inside the job site, but using a cell phone should be strongly restricted. A lot of accidents happen when the operator fails to understand the signals or some incorrect signal has been given. The operator needs to be very sure of what he is doing. He just can't take the wrong step, because if he does, that will turn out to be extremely fatal. The number one accident that happens in heavy equipment, perhaps from an excavator. An excavator has to work on soft land, and if it details a sturdy land, it will not be done. It will be done. Then there is every chance an accident will occur. You know, you got to make sure you're on solid ground when you're excavating the ground next to you, because if you're not, you are going in that area. Moreover, then the excavator is moving to and from. If someone comes in the mid of the way and the operator loses the sight of the person, then that he can claim a life of a person. So you got to watch out where you're at of all times of the machines, and look around your surroundings to make sure you're not going to hit a person. All the same time, one must stay away from the arm of the excavator while the operator on the job site is working. You never know which way it will move, and if not possible for the operator to always make sure that they have no no one enter their zone when the machine is working. You know, you need to have a zone around that machine excavator, because if he whips that bucket around, he can nail you. So be cautious of that. Therefore, it becomes utmost of the people to understand that they should not be around the machine when it's in action. You know, stand, give them signals to put the bucket down and shut down the machine to a idle mode. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jangle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.